There's a fascinating series of psukim in Parsha Shlach. The Parsha of the Mekoshes Eitzim. The Mekoshes Eitzim is a person who violates Shabbos. It's not exactly clear what to do with that person. The Torah tells us that that person has to be killed. That person gets skila. That's what the Torah tells us here. It's all in the aftermath of the Chet HaMeraglim and finding out all the terrible things that B'nai Yisrael aren't going to be able to go in. So we have a series of mitzvos. We have the mitzvah challah. We have other kinds of mitzvos. But the only, we also have this parsha of Mekoshes Eitzim who violates Shabbos. The result of violating Shabbos, he gets killed. What's interesting is there's a lot of information missing from the story. We don't really know who the Mekoshes Eitzim was. We have very little insight, l'chora, in the psukim as to who he even was. We don't know what exactly in Shabbos he violated. What does it mean to be a Mekoshes Eitzim? What Isser did he violate? We also don't know why he violated Shabbos. We know very, very little about the Mekoshes Eitzim and what exactly is going on. Unsurprisingly, as a result, Chazal, in the Gemara's in Masechah Shabbos, in the Midrashim, Chazal give us insight into what may have actually been driving the story of the Mekoshes Eitzim. I'm going to try to give one particular mahalach. The first is as follows. The Gemara tells in Shabbos and Tzadivav that Tan Rabbanan, according to Tanakama there, Mekoshes Jet Slavchad. It's the reason why Slavchad passed away. Who was Slavchad? Why were his daughters there with that father? Because Slavchad passed away because he was the Mekoshes Eitzim. The Gemara debates there in Shabbos also what exactly he violated in terms of the Malachas. But the most important question is, at least for many of the Mefarshim, is why did he do this? Why did Slavchad violate Shabbos? What exactly was going on here? So the Targum Yonasan, as well as Tosfos and Baba Basra and Kufya Tesim Abayz, B'Shem the Medrash, established that the Mekoshes Eitzim did this L'Shem Shamayim. The Mekoshes Eitzim violated Shabbos for very positive and very holy reasons, and that was what was motivating him. So what exactly was the L'Shem Shamayim Cheshbon? So in Tosfos and Baba Basra, there's a bit of a different explanation than what you find in the Targum Yonasan. In the Targum Yonasan, it sounds like the issue was that everyone knew if you violate Shabbos, you get killed, but it wasn't so clear which form of Misa you get if you violate Shabbos. So in order to make it known for Klal Yisrael, that particular halacha, he was willing to give his life in order so that that halacha could be taught, in order so that that halacha could be established. So it says in the Targum Yonasan, he says, it wasn't known, so he got up and he said, okay, I'll go do it. Edom came, and he did it so they could find out what exactly the sin was. Tosfos Babasra is a different shot. Tosfos Babasra quotes from the Medrash, I don't believe we have this Medrash, that it was after Chet HaMeraglim, and all of Bnei Yisrael were told that you're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, that you're going to be stuck here and you're going to die in the Dor HaMidbar. And there was a Hava Amina at that point in time, thought the Mekoshes Eitzim, that if we're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, that there's no such thing as Chiyuv Mitzvos altogether. That now none of the Mitzvos are really considered to be binding. Shuv says to us, Ein Mechuyavim B'Mitzvos, that people thought that as a result of a Kengon Eretz Yisrael, there's no Mitzvos at all. What's the pshat in that? So a couple of different theories, but I think the simple pshat would be that they thought that once we're chayav misa, once we know we're going to die here, once we know that we're not making it into Eretz Yisrael, which is the most natural place for kiyum ha-mitzvos, they would have done the cheshbon. They're like, our role in the story of the unfolding of the Jewish people and mitzvos is basically over. We're going to be killed. We're not going into the real place to do all these things. And therefore, they made that particular mistake. So Mekoshes Eitzim, L'Shem Shamayim, he wanted to reveal to Klal Yisrael that mitzvos are still relevant, that mitzvos you still have to keep. You still have to fulfill these mitzvos. That's a critical and very important thing in order to be able to perform. Parentheses, there's a very, very well-known kasha, the Marsha. The Marsha says, if we did it L'Shem Shemayim, how can we kill him? Because then L'chora became a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, because your real kavanah in doing so wasn't because you really wanted the trees to gather them, etc. It was only really L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore you should be patal if you Reb Shim, which is how we paskins, how can we kill him? It's a child that people ask. Many answers to that question. New. Here's the interesting question, though. Here's an interesting question. What exactly, was he wrong or not wrong? Was Mekoshes Eitzim considered to, was what he did appropriate or inappropriate? One school of thought would argue that what he was doing was entirely inappropriate. It was a wrong cheshbon. He wanted to do it L'Shem Shamayim, but he was wrong. What's the biggest raya that he was wrong? That we killed him. The fact that we killed him is the ultimate raya that what he did was totally inappropriate. The Netziv in the Hamek Davar suggests that this is even why the Smichas Parshios, following the Mekoshes Eitzim, we have the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. That one of the things the Mitzvah of Tzitzis does, says the Netziv, the Tzitzis conveys to us that there is X amount of mitzvos, the Maisa mitzvos themselves have to really be done, that even if there is a phenomenon, the Gemara tells us, called Gedola Aveira Lishma, that doing an Aveira Lishem Shamayim may have a place. That's not when you like proactively go and start like creating them on your own, like the Mekoshesh Eitzim. It means if a person is really, really stuck and there's nothing they could do, they are Ya'el with Sisra, and they're stuck. And Kal Yisrael, that's one thing. But this is Mekoshesh Eitzim on his own, practically doing so. That's considered to be inappropriate. And the mitzvah of tzitzis was there to firmly establish. We look at tzitzis, we remember all the mitzvahs. We look at tzitzis, remember, these are the mitzvahs, no other mitzvahs, this is what we have to do. And in that sense, the simple pshat netziv is that the Mekoshesh Eitzim was wrong. It was an incorrect cheshbon. We don't do things l'shem shamayim that challenge mitzvahs. We don't say gedola aveira l'shma, your intentions are what matters. We say, it's wrong, that's the mitzvah, that's what you have to do. However, there are those who suggest that, in fact, the Mekoshesh Eitzim may have actually, what he's done was actually holy and in many ways correct. Reb Tzadok in Tzikas HaTzadik points out, quotes and discusses Mekoshesh Eitzim as part of a large discussion about those who are Moser Nefesh, Bishvil Avas Hashem, where they're willing to give up, Bishvil Avas Hashem, not only their physical body, but even spiritually. They're willing to make spiritual sacrifice for the Jewish people. That's a very holy level of Mesiris Nefesh. So the Tzadok, that's the level of Mesiris Nefesh of a Moshe Rabbeinu that was willing to say, Mecheni Nami Sifrecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either save Bnei Yisrael or cut me out of your Sefer Torah. He was willing to give up his place in Ruchnias. He thinks David HaMelech a similar thing. And Mekoshesh Eitzim also. Mekoshesh Eitzim was doing a similar thing. He was trying to, he was doing something holy. Points out the Reb Tzadok, because in fact, derech the Mekoshesh Eitzim, there was an extra parsha of Torah that was taught. Now we know what the halacha is of a person that killed. Not only that, says Reb Tzadok, but the Gemara tells us that in Baba Basra, that Tzlafchad's daughters were all holy, and derech Tzlafchad's daughter, they actually also brought an extra parsha into Torah, all about Yerusha Saben, Yerusha Bas, and what happened. Says Reb Tzadok, he was Moshe Neves Bishvil Avas Hashem, and there was a holiness that was present there. Maybe it wasn't all the way there for Tzlafchad. Maybe it was only there for Mekoshesh Eitzim because it wasn't revealed while he was still alive. But with his daughters, we see it came out. This Galal Yadam Parsha Zo. We see that there was a certain kind of a madrega there. That also, some point out, is the pshat of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer writes, that even though the Mekoshesh Eitzim was punished, Bebezdin Shelmata, so he was punished, Bebezdin Shelmata, but Bebezdin Shelmaila, they weren't going to punish the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Because the Kavanah's were L'shem Shemayim, he did prove for us that mitzvot are still binding post-Chet HaMeraglim. He did teach us the halacha of what happens when you're Mechal Shabbos. And because of that, it says in Ksav Sofer, Hagam Shebidei Shemayim Einu Mechuyav Misa, Ki Kavanaso L'shem Shemayim, V'Hashem Yodei Machshavos. So why do we kill him here? Because Beis Din Shalmata doesn't have those cheshbonos. Beis Din Shalmata, there is a hasra'a, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and therefore we're going to kill that person. But not because, that's the rules of Beis Din Shalmata, they had to kill him. But Aliba de MS, klapi Beis Din Shalmala, the Mekoshesh Eitzim did not do anything wrong at all. There's a Rav Nachum Rakover, is a very, very chashuv Talmid Chacham here in Eretz Yisrael. He's about 90 years old, published a lot of different svarim. I think he's maybe an uncle of Rav Yammer, it's possible. So he has a sefer all about do ends justify the means, or called ends justify the means, where he talks about this question in terms of the ultimate goal was to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, this was a maisa that was inappropriate. So is that considered to be good or bad? So he points out, it's really not clear in the original Midrashim or Targum Yonasan how you were late to the Mekoshesh Eitzim. So he quotes the Ksav Sofer that Kanirah, it really was good what he did, even though he gave himself up here. We added Reb Tzadok, and I think that Tziv sort of holds the other side. There are those, again, who maintain that, in fact, he was wrong, but maybe he was wrong not because it's bad to do things L'Shem Shemayim sometimes, situations like that. You know, the practice it probably is. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe thinks that there was a different mistake that Mekoshesh Eitzim was trying to make. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that part of the problem with the Mekoshesh Eitzim was he held everything is only about L'Shem Shamayim. He held that the Torah mitzvot is all about your good kavanas. That Torah mitzvot is all about you have good intentions. It's all about a certain kind of like abstract spirituality. That's in Torah Chassidus, how they explain the Chet of the Meragim themselves. The Meragim did want to go to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is very real. It requires like real work and real avoda, and it's so much easier to be in the Midbar, where the Man, it's a purely spiritual existence. And the message of the Meraglim, which the Mekoshish Eitzim didn't get, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us, he cares about physical actions in this world. He cares about real Meisim that we do. The Mekoshish Eitzim may have had good intentions, but the reason why we kill them is because Meisim actually matter, and your Meisa was a Meisa of Chil Shabbos, and Dvarim Shabalev Einam Dvarim. Be that as it may, again, there's a lot of missing information about the Mekoshish Eitzim. There are those who suggest the Mekoshish Eitzim was Slavchad one day in the Gemara, and he did it L'Shem Shamayim. There's a lot of beautiful Torah about this. What is L'Shem Shamayim? Either that Klai Yisrael can know what the Onesh is for Misa, or that Klai Yisrael should know that mitzvot are still binding, even La'achar Chet HaMeraglim. Was what he did good or bad? So that seems to be an intriguing machlokas. And the tzivs that say it was not okay. There's Torah mitzvot that's binding. Baba Terebi seems to emphasize that also in a certain sense. It's a maisa mitzvot that matter a lot. Rebbeinu Shlom cares about maisa. Rachmana Liba Bayi may be true, as the Chaim Volozhiner often points out, that the maisas are very much critical for determining the status of things. But for Reb Tzadok and for the Ksav Sofer and some others, thank you, Shemayim, he got punished in this world, but even though he got punished in this world, there was still something lost in the world of Shemayim, Bidei Shemayim. He was all good. Have a wonderful rest of your day.